Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Naso, center of the world. If we look in the Parsha, we find that the 12 tribes, the tribal leaders from 12 tribes, came forth and gave various gifts to the tabernacle. Some gave, silver platters, spoons, gifts, and as such, they had all they needed for the Mishkan, for the tabernacle. Rashi there explains that there are various symbolisms within these gifts. And what we'd like to understand today is, what are these symbolisms doing here in this particular section? The symbolism Rashi gives are that he says, Karat Kesef, there's a silver platter. Well, the gematria, the numerical value, is 930, just like the years that Adam the first lived. And then other things allude to how old he was when he had children. Other things allude to Noah, of how old he was when he had children. Then it goes on. There are 70 shekel one of the pans was 70 shekel worth of value, and it says that corresponds to the 70 nations that came from Noah. There is one spoon that corresponds to the Torah, which came from the hands of God. There are 10 measures of gold there, which correspond to the 10 commandments. Melea Ketoret, the gematria of Ketoret for the incense that they brought, is Taryag Mitzvot, the 613 commandments. They had one cow that reminds us of Abraham for various associations with Abraham and cows. Ram reminds us of Isaac and his association with Ram. The Keves is Echad, the one sheep, reminds us of Jacob and his association with sheep. And the goat reminds us of an atonement for the sale of Joseph, which was done the cover-up was through a goat. And then there are two cows that corresponds to Moshe and Aaron. There are the three types of different elim, matudim, kvasim, different types of rams and things, and it corresponds to the Kohanim, the Levim, the Israelim, also to the three types of Torah, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. There are also five elim chamisha, tudim chamisha, kvasim. They all have five of each to remind us of the five commandments, the five commandments on this tablet and five commandments on that tablet, and also the five chumashim, the five books of Moses. That's the Rashi. Or Moshe Hadarshan got it from an earlier French commentator. Now, it's very nice, it's very cute, the various gifts that they brought, the amounts thereof, correspond to various things in Bereshit in Genesis, various parts of our history. But what does this have to do with the bringing of gifts by the Nesi'im, by these leaders at this time of the dedication of the Mishkan? What this Agadah, this interpretation is trying to tell us is that the Mishkan is not some Jewish bubble where, as Jews, we live somehow in our own little Jewish bubble. We don't need any assistance from any of the nations of the world. You have nothing to do with the humanity who came before. No. The tabernacle and the Mishkan, eventually the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, are rooted on the story of humanity. It begins with Adam. It begins with Noah. It begins with the 70 nations of the world. The temple is there, after all. On Sukkot, we bring sacrifices for the 70 nations of the world. We're not just there for ourselves. Judaism is not about Judaism. Judaism is about the world. Judaism is not disconnected from that which came before. The Torah begins with Adam, with Noah. There is a connection to it. And as Jews, we also can't feel that somehow we made a self-made man right now. We do it. We did it. Rather, we are on the foundations of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And if you ask then, what is this temple in its atonement aspect? What does it atone for? Well, it atones for all the nations of the world, but also atones for those peculiarly Jewish sins, the sale of Joseph. And it wouldn't be possible without Moshe and Aaron. And then there's another disconnect that we sometimes have. Not the Judaism disconnected from the world, but spiritual Judaism disconnected from the learning Judaism. We sometimes feel like there's the mitzvos, and then there's this, you know, the synagogue, it's ritual things, prayer, spirit. And it's disconnected from the mitzvos, doing the various commandments, putting on the tefillin, living a life of mitzvos, the mikveh, the kosher, the Shabbos, the various laws. There's sort of, there's the synagogue world, there's the temple world, and then there's the mitzvah world. And what the Rashi is telling us is that embedded within all this ritual, this pomp and ceremony, this spiritual center of the Jewish people, there's also the Taryag mitzvos, the Ten Commandments, the 613 commandments. It's not disconnected. Our life outside the synagogue and inside the synagogue, outside the Holy Temple, outside the Mishkan, it's all connected. What Rashi's telling us is that the very foundations of the Mishkan are connected to all aspects of our Jewish lives and our general lives. So Soloveitchik said there's two aspects of humanity. We're part of an international covenant. We're part of the Jewish covenant. We're part of a ritual and spiritual world. We're also part of a mitzvah world, which has its place outside the synagogue, within the realm of work, the realm of daily life. That's where all the 613 mitzvot play out. Tabernacle, on the one hand, is a sanctuary, the top of the mountain, Rosh HaArim. It's sort of an ivory tower. It's disconnected from everything else. It's like a little bubble, a little ivory tower where you can. You know, it's a world disconnected from death, a world unto its own. On the other hand, it's rooted in the history of humanity. It's rooted. It's a Beit Tefillah L'Chol HaAmim. It's connected to all the nations of the world. It's connected to the ritual life and the daily life of a Jew and the various commandments. The spiritual life is connected to the moral life outlined in the Ten Commandments in the various 613 commandments. That's what Rashi's telling us. Rashi's telling us that don't think that the ritual world, the spiritual world, the prayerful world, the sacrifice world is somehow somewhere up there by itself. It's deeply connected to our humanity, to the roots of our Jewish nation, and to the mitzvot themselves, to the learning of the Torah, the Vim and the Ksuvim, of the various elements of the Torah itself. Never should a Jew feel that somehow he's living as a Jew, disconnected from the environment of the world. Never should a Jew feel that he's living in today and not connected to his past. Never should a Jew feel that there's a disconnect between the ritual world and the spiritual world, between the world of prayer and the world of action and mitzvos. Rashi's telling us, when it came to the Mishkan, each person who brought the sacrifices and gifts, they all understood that it's all connected. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sfar Beth Alamoth Congregation for a discussion of Parshat Naso. Join us each week for the discussion of the Parshan, the various holidays coming up. We want to thank Jason Lefkowitz, our producer, and thank you for joining us.